This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The International Monetary Fund predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the novel coronavirus. For the United States, the IMF predicts that the nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, will plummet 8% this year. In April, it estimated a 5.9% drop in the U.S. U.S. stocks fell sharply Wednesday as the IMF announced its global economic forecast. And a surge in COVID-19 cases in some states fanned fears of more lockdowns. The United States has recorded the second largest rise in infections since the health crisis began, with states where restrictions were lifted early witnessing a flare-up in cases. The New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut state governors announced that visitors from states with high coronavirus infection rates must self-quarantine for 14 days on arrival. European stocks slumped to a one-week low on Wednesday as news that the U.S. was weighing tariffs on European products dashed hopes of a speedy economic recovery. COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Latin America, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in Latin America to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. This is